Five Gems on Arunachala, explained by Sri Ramana Maharishi. In 1917, Bhagavan wrote down on paper a Sanskrit verse beginning with Karuna Purna Sudabdhe, ocean nectar full of grace, and then put it aside. When Vasishtha Ganapati Muni saw it, he asked him to compose some verses in Sanskrit beginning with these words. Bhagavan demurred, saying that he did not know Sanskrit meter and their composition rules. Nayana Ganapati Muni briefly explained to him the construction of the Arya meter. The Sri Arunachala Pancharatnam, Five Gems on Arunachala, was a result. These verses spontaneously welled from the depths of the Maharishi's experience, like the ancient ricks recorded by the seers of the Veda. The meter was in perfect Arya. The subject was an epitome of his teaching of the direct path to the self. The form was a laudation of Arunachala, conceived as the self of all. Nayana was ecstatic over this unexpected bounty of grace from his guru Ramana. He wanted to write a commentary on these precious verses, but somehow it was not to be. Later, Nayana's disciple Kapali Sastri composed the Sanskrit commentary, but his guru was unable to write. Also, others have written commentaries on these inspired verses that embody the direct teachings of Bhagavan Ramana. Reading through the publications of Sri Ramanashramam, we are treated here and there with commentaries on several of the verses given by Bhagavan himself. Who can better comment on them than he? The following has been extracted from Day by Day with Bhagavan, Talks with Sri Ramana Maharishi, and Letters from Sri Ramanashramam. G.V. Subramaya slightly altered his translation of the Pancharatna and showed it to Bhagavan. In the talk that followed, Bhagavan said, "That is how the Pancharatna was composed. I had somehow composed the first stanza in a slightly different form. When Ganapati Sastri saw it, he altered it a little and said it had become Arya Gita. He asked me to write four more similar stanzas, saying that he would use them as Mangalam for his works." That was in 1917. Later, in 1922, Ayaswami Pillai was getting up an edition of the first four songs of the present Arunachala Stuti Panchakam, Five Hymns to Arunachala, and I was asked to translate the Pancharatna also into Tamil to go with them, and I did. Karuna Purna Sudhabde Kabalita Ghana Vishwarupa Kirana Valya Arunachala Paramatman Arunubhava Chitta Kanja Suvikasaya, ocean of nectar full of grace engulfing the universe in thy splendor, O Arunachala the Supreme, be thou the sun and open the lotus of my heart in bliss. Ramakrishna Swami, a long resident disciple, asked Maharishi the meaning of Twayarunachala Sarvam, the second stanza in the five hymns. Maharishi explained it in detail, saying that the universe is like a painting on a screen, the screen being the red hill, Arunachala. That which rises and sinks is made up of what it rises from. The finality of the universe is the god Arunachala. Meditating on him or on the seer, the self, there is a mental vibration, I, to which all are reduced. Tracing the source of I, the primal I alone remains over, and it is inexpressible. The seat of realization is within, and the seeker cannot find it as an object outside him. That seat is bliss and is the core of all beings. Hence, it is called the heart. The only useful purpose of the present birth is to turn within and realize it. There is nothing else to do. Tvaya runachala sarvam bhutva stitatva pralinami tachitram hridya hamityat mataya nityasi bhoste vadanti hridayam nama. O Arunachala, indeed, the picture of the universe is formed, abides and dissolved, and is dissolved. In this enigma rests the miracle of truth. Thou art the inner self who dancest in the heart as I. Heart is thy name, O Lord. GVS translated the Pancharatna of Bhagavan into English verse and showed it to Bhagavan. Bhagavan said, the third stanza deals with the Sat aspect, the fourth with the Chit, and the fifth with the Ananda. The Jnani becomes one with the Sat or reality, like the river merging in the ocean. The Yogi sees the light of the Chit. The Bhakta or Karma Yogin is immersed in the ocean of Ananda. Ahamiti kutha ayati tyayan vishyantaha pravishtiyat tya maladiya avagamya swam rupam shamya tya runachala tvaiti tvai nadi vabdhav. 3. He who turns inward with untroubled mind to search where the consciousness of I arises, realizes the self and rests in thee, O Arunachala, as a river when it merges in the ocean. Tyaktva vishayam bahyam ruddha pranena ruddha manasa tas tvam dhyayan pashyati yogi dhidhita dhidhiti marunachala tvayi mahiyam te. 4. Abandoning the outer world with mind and breath controlled to meditate on thee within, the yogi sees thy light, O Arunachala, and finds his delight in thee. Mr. Nanavati of Bombay asked Bhagavan, in the fifth stanza of Arunachala Pancharatnam, reference is made to seeing your form in everything. What is the form referred to? Bhagavan said, the stanza says that one should completely surrender one's mind, turn it inwards and see you, the self within, and then see the self in you, in everything. It is only after seeing the self within that one will be able to see the self in everything. One must first realize there is nothing but the self and that he is that self, and then only he can see everything as a form of the self. That is the meaning of saying, see the self in everything and everything in the self. As is stated in the Gita and other books, it is the same truth that is taught in stanza 4 of the reality in 40 verses. If self has form, the world and God likewise have form. If self is without form, by whom and how can form of world and God be seen? Without the eye, can there be sight or spectacle? The self, the real I, is infinite. If you have the idea that you are something with form, that you are limited by this body, and that being within this body, you have to see through these eyes, God and the world also will appear to you as form. If you realize you are without form, that you are unlimited, that you alone exist, that you are the I, the infinite I, what is there to be seen apart from the infinite I? Apart from the I, there is nothing to be seen. There must be a seer for an object to be seen, and there must be space, time, etc. But if the self alone exists, it is both seer and seen, and above seeing or being seen. Twayarpita manasa twam pashyannu sarvam twakritataya satatam bhajate nanya pritya sajaya runachala sajayat runachala twayi sukhe magna. 5. He who dedicates his mind to thee and seeing thee always beholds the universe as thy form. He who at all times glorifies thee and loves thee as none other than the self. He is the master without rival, being one with thee, O Arunachala, and lost in thy bliss. Address God as a separate being. Dr. Syed asked, I have been reading the 5 hymns. I find that the hymns are addressed to Arunachala by you. You are an Advaitin. How do you then address God as a separate being? Maharishi, the devotee, God, and the hymns are all the self. Devotee, but you are addressing God. You are specifying this Arunachala hill as God. Maharishi, you can identify the self with the body. Should not the devotee identify the self with Arunachala? Doctor, if Arunachala be the self, why should it be specially picked out among so many other hills? God is everywhere. Why do you specify him as Arunachala? Maharishi, what has attracted you from Allahabad to this place? What has attracted all these people around? Doctor, Sri Bhagavan, Maharishi, how was I attracted here by Arunachala? The power cannot be denied. Again, Arunachala is within and not without. The self is Arunachala.